Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring in discussion today relates to the zakat on diamonds. Now, generally, it is understood that there is no zakat on diamonds, and the reasons proffered are generally two. One of them is a narrative which says, La zakata fi hajr. And the other one is that people think that since in the times of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were no diamonds and there is no such ruling which has survived, because obviously in the absence of diamonds, zakat was not implemented. So therefore, it was not implemented, that lack of implementation should continue. And if today we find diamonds with us, then they should be exempted. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood I'll evaluate both these lines of reasoning. And the first, I'll take up the fact that the narrative, which is generally regarded to be the basis of this ijtihad, that there is no zakat on diamonds. Now, this narrative is absolutely weak, and it is cited by Imam Baiqi in his Sunan, and after citing it, he himself says that this is zaif. So we, of course, cannot ascribe a zaif narrative to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and since this narrative does not stand, so therefore this reasoning also falls. Now, as far as the fact is concerned that there were no diamonds in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Arabia, and since there is no ruling on diamonds, so therefore this ruling should remain intact. Again, it needs to be understood that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his own times implemented zakat. One of the things on which he implemented zakat was on wealth. And since wealth in those times only consisted of gold and silver, so therefore he implemented zakat on gold and silver. And this obviously would mean that had diamonds existed, he would obviously have made them zakatable as well, because they too are a form of wealth. If we considered this to be so, then it is easily understood that if the absence of diamonds in Arabia certainly does not warrant any absence of zakat in them, because diamonds themselves are a form of wealth, and whenever they became in use, they have to be zakatable. So diamonds are zakatable, as is the case with other forms of wealth. And on them, zakat shall be calculated on their current market value, and 2.5% of that value will be given away as zakat each year. So one needs to understand that if in the times of the Prophet Muhammad, diamonds did not exist, or other expensive stones like sapphires or rubies did not exist, it does not at all mean that they shall not be zakatable. And the reason for that is, what was zakatable in the time of the Prophet Muhammad was wealth. One of the forms was wealth, and wealth, of course, changes forms. Wealth, of course, is something in which various things keep on adding, and diamonds, of course, was one thing which was later added to this wealth. So therefore, we will say that the diamonds are zakatable at the rate of 2.5% per year, and this is absolutely certain. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.